NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Rack up the deals on everything summer at Nordstrom Rack and get brands you love up to 60% off. Vince, Kate Spade New York, Steve Madden, Madewell, Nike, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. Just in dresses, tops, shorts, sandals, sneakers, denim, luxury bags, and sunglasses. Rack up the deals today and save up to 60% on summer at your Nordstrom Rack store.
Have you heard? Sling TV offers the news you love for less.
Hey, wait. You look and sound just like me. I am you. I'm the same news programs on Sling TV for less. You mean you're me, but for less money. A lot less. I'm all the favorite news programs and more on Sling TV starting at just $40 a month.
Everything great about me, but for less money?
Which makes me greater, don't you think? Get the news you love and more for less.
Start saving today. Visit Sling.com to see your offer. Sling.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entricken.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entricken, a.k.a. KC Bubba. You can find me on Twitter at BDEntrick, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. Hope you all had a great weekend, and I am back to get you caught up on Sunday's action and get you going for another full week of baseball for you here. So let's get you going here on the news and notes from Sunday. Tyler O'Neill of the Boston Red Sox was out of Sunday's game after re-injuring his knee over the weekend. The Red Sox are hoping O'Neill will be back on Tuesday for their first game of the week. But let's be real, O'Neill has missed some time on the IL already with a knee injury, so I'll believe it when I see it. Hurston Waldrop of the Atlanta Braves was called up on Sunday to make his MLB debut. Day's Bill Hernandez was sent back to AAA. Waldrop allowed 7 runs over 3 2/3 innings with 4 walks and a strikeout. Waldrop was dominant in the minor leagues, so there are still some high hopes for Waldrop with the Braves. Emilio Pagan of the Cincinnati Reds was placed on the IL Sunday with a right lat strain. He was just activated from the IL earlier this week. Carson Speier was recalled from AAA. Colt Keith of the Detroit Tigers was out of Sunday's lineup as he's battling a knee injury. He said he hopes to avoid the IL, but more testing will be done on Keith's knee in the coming days. Masataka Yoshida of the Boston Red Sox played in rehab games over the weekend at AAA. If he stays healthy, the Red Sox said Yoshida should be back with the team early this week, probably Tuesday or Wednesday is the expectations for Yoshida. Corey Seager of the Texas Rangers missed his 3rd straight game as he's dealing with a hamstring injury. He's still day-to-day, and the Rangers are saying Seager should return to the team early in the week. Nico Horner of the Chicago Cubs was once again out of Sunday's lineup for the Cubs as he's dealing with a fracture in his right hand. Horner will be sidelined till the pain and swelling subsides, so for now, he will not go on the IL, but a quick IL stint may make sense in the coming days. Keaton Wynn of the San Francisco Giants was activated from the IL on Sunday with Tyler Fitzgerald heading back to AAA. Wynn was struggling before he went on the IL, and that continued in his return as Wynn allowed 7 runs over 4 1/3 innings while striking out 7 Texas Rangers. Nick Nastrini of the Chicago White Sox was optioned to AAA on Sunday, and Sammy Peralta was recalled. Since Nastrini was recalled on May 22nd, he made 4 starts, allowed 16 earned runs over 16 2/3 innings pitched. Adele Amador of the Colorado Rockies was called up to make his MLB debut on Sunday as Brendan Rodgers was placed on the IL with a hamstring injury. Amador is the 32nd ranked prospect in baseball, and over 46 games at AA, Amador is hitting .194 with 7 home runs and 22 stolen bases. In Amador's debut on Sunday, he went 1-for-3 with a stolen base. Jack Flaherty, the Detroit Tigers, left his last start with a back injury, but he expected to make his next start, which would be on Tuesday. That will be put on hold, as the Tiger said he will not start on Tuesday, but they let him rest longer and push him back to either start Friday or Saturday against the Houston Astros. Ty France of the Seattle Mariners was placed in the AL Sunday with a heel injury. Tyler Locklear, one of the top prospects for the Mariners, was called up to make his MLB debut. Locklear went 1-for-4 with a double and an RBI and a run scored in his debut. Locklear was hitting .293 over 51 games at AAA with 9 home runs and 4 stolen bases. Matt Chapman of the San Francisco Giants was out of Sunday's lineup as he's dealing with hamstring cramps. He's considered day-to-day. John Gray of the Texas Rangers is expected to return from the IL and make his start on Wednesday, so adjust your lineups accordingly. Jorge Mateo of the Baltimore Orioles has been on the concussion IL, and over the weekend, he's been participating in pregame drills on the field. This is good news. That means he's basically ready to go. He's eligible to come off the IL on Monday, and it will likely be a Tuesday or Wednesday situation, as the Orioles already said he will not be back on Monday. Now, when Mateo is activated, expect Connor Norby to be sent back to AAA. The White Sox are making some news here. Drew Thorpe is expected to be called up and make his MLB debut on Tuesday. Thorpe had a 1.35 ERA over 11 starts at AA this year, with 56 strikeouts and 60 innings pitched. He was one of the big prospects traded from San Diego. Tommy Henry of the Arizona Diamondbacks was recalled by the D-backs to be a bulk reliever. He picked up the win on Sunday. The D-backs DFA'd Logan Allen to make room for Henry. Juan Soto of the New York Yankees was once again out of Sunday's lineup, and the Yankees are hoping he can return in the next series. Trent Grisham has been starting while Soto has been out. Max Scherzer threw 4 shutout innings in his recent rehab start. He's expected to make one more rehab start before rejoining the Rangers. Alex Bregman of the Houston Astros was removed from Sunday's game after getting hit by a pitch on his hand, once again, hand-wrist area. After the game, Bregman took x-rays, which came back negative. Bregman was out for a couple games earlier this week after getting hit by a pitch on the hand, so this does not bode well for Alex Bregman. All right, before we take a look at the highlights of the day and a peek ahead at Monday, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors.
NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug, but I ended up connecting to the world around me. A world where each sunset was painted, where I felt adventures pulse with every step, and where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
Give your home a beautiful makeover with flooring options from Menards. Update your room with flooring from Tarkett. From easy-to-install sheet vinyl, waterproof vinyl plank, to durable laminate flooring, Tarkett has the perfect style for you. Grovewood laminate flooring is stain, scratch, and dent resistant and designed with busy families in mind. Save big money on our wide variety of flooring options in-store or on Menards.com for more great deals now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Inchigan, a.k.a. KC Bubba. Some hitting highlights from Sunday. Paul DeJong continues to just produce out of nowhere. DeJong went 2-for-5 with a double, a home run, a run scored, and 3 RBIs on Sunday. And he was like, he had occasional power throughout the season, but hitting for a horrible average. He's hitting much better of late. Over DeJong's last 10 games, he's hitting .289 with 5 home runs, 7 runs scored, and 10 RBIs. I know I have DeJong on some 15-team leagues. As long as he's hitting well, he does have some fantasy viability. Some very good fantasy viability is in the form of David Hamilton of the Boston Red Sox. On Sunday, Hamilton went 2-for-5 with a double, a home run, 2 runs scored, an RBI, and a stolen base. Over Hamilton's last 16 games, he's hitting .346 with one home run, seven runs scored, three RBIs, and eight stolen bases. Hamilton brings solid batting practice assets and a ton of speed for fantasy managers as he is the regular shortstop for the Boston Red Sox. Teoscar Hernandez is kind of an up-and-down start to the season, but he's been crushing it of late. On Sunday, Teoscar went 2-for-4 with a double, a home run, a run scored, and an RBI. Over Teoscar's last 16 games, he's hitting .329, 5 home runs, 10 runs scored, 11 RBIs, and a stolen base. That's the draft day value we were looking for with Teoscar Hernandez. Make sure you check out the Daily Batters Box article on PitcherList.com for more details on the day's top hitters. Some starting pitching highlights from Sunday. Andre Pallante of the St. Louis Cardinals, 5 shutout innings of 3 hits, 1 walk, and 6 Ks against the Rockies. Pallante had 13 whiffs at a 32% CSW on 68 pitches. Pallante has now made 3 starts since rejoining the Cardinals of late. He's allowed 0 earned runs in 2 out of 3 starts with 11 Ks and 14 innings pitched. The one start where he did allow runs, he allowed 6, so keep that in mind. Mitch Spence of the Oakland Athletics was really solid against the Toronto Blue Jays. Spence threw 7 innings, allowing 2 earned runs, 5 hits, no walks, and 3 strikeouts. Spence had 9 whiffs and a 24% CSW on 89 pitches. Over Spence's last 5 starts with the A's, he's thrown 26 innings pitched, allowed 9 earned runs, and struck out 18. Cole Reagans has flicked the switch, folks. He threw 6 innings, 1 earned, 3 hits, 1 walk, and 9 strikeouts versus Seattle Mariners. Reagans had 22 whiffs and a 35% CSW on 107 pitches on Sunday. Reagans, over his last 5 starts, has thrown 30 innings, allowing 4 earned runs in those 5 starts with 41 strikeouts. That's the ace is going to ace that we know from Cole Reagans. Make sure you tune into the Plus Pitch podcast with Nick Pollock, Green's daily SP Roundup, to get caught up on all things starting pitching. Some relief pitching highlights from Sunday. Drew Smith of the New York Mets picked up his 2nd save of the year versus the Philadelphia Phillies. Reed Garrett picked up his 6th win of the year in that game. And Jose Alvarado picked up his 3rd loss. That was the final game of 2 games in London. Kyle Finnegan of the Washington Nationals picked up his 18th save of the year as they beat the Braves. Hector Neris picked up his 9th save of the year for the Cubs as they beat the Reds. Taylor Saucedo of the Mariners picked up his 3rd save of the year against the Kansas City Royals. Andres Munoz returned for the first time in about a week, pitched a lockdown 8th inning in that one. Cam Boozer picked up his 1st save of the year for the Red Sox versus Chicago White Sox. Kenley Jansen picked up his 2nd win. Carlos Estevez picked up his 1st win of the year for the Angels as Josh Hader picked up his 4th loss for the Astros. Genesis Cabrera picked up his 1st save of the year for the Blue Jays against the Oakland A's. Jimmy Garcia picked up his 3rd win. Clay Holmes picked up his 19th save of the year versus the Los Angeles Dodgers. Make sure you read the Daily Reliever Ranks article on PitcherList.com for more information about all things relief pitching. All right, let's take a quick peek at Monday. When we're talking DFS, it's a small day of action on Monday. And DFS is a 6-game main slate starting at 7:40 p.m. Eastern time. Pitchers I'm looking at here, Dylan Cease versus the A's, Logan Gilbert versus the White Sox. If you want some discounts, Eric Fede versus Seattle, who's striking out a ton these days. Joey Estes has been pretty solid for the A's, taking on the Padres. And Chris Paddock versus the struggling Colorado Rockies. Some bats I'm looking at on this slate, Minnesota versus Dakota Hudson, Toronto versus Colin Ray, and the Houston Astros versus Kyle Harrison. Some things I'm looking forward to on Monday, Corbin Burns taking on Ryan Pepepio. Orioles, Rays, AL East action, that should be a fun one. Carlos Rodon versus Seth Lugo. The Yankees versus the Royals. Royals are playing really good ball. Lugo's been great of late, and so has Rodon. So a nice little matchup there in Kansas City. And then Joey Estes versus Dylan Cease for a little West Coast nightcap action. Should be an interesting one, to say the least. But that'll do it, folks. We're here to kick off another week of action. Before we take on out of here, make sure y'all check out PitcherList.com. PL Plus, PL Pro, you won't regret it. Join the cause. And you'll get a ton of stuff back for you. Get you in an awesome Discord. Get you some cool new tools like POV Plus. Gets you the weekend Fab Pitching Podcast by Nick Pollock. Projections and so much more over at PitcherList.com when you're a member at PL Plus and PL Pro. So sign up. You won't regret it. But that'll do it, folks. Another episode of the First Pitch Podcast in the books. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to recap Monday's action on the diamond and get you ready for Tuesday. But for now, this is your First Pitch Podcast Monday, June 10th edition. I hope you all have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes.
Follow us on Twitter at PitcherList.
And help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit, credit to the people.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars, because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called Needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
Give your home a beautiful makeover with flooring options from Menards. Update your room with flooring from Tarkett. From easy-to-install sheet vinyl, waterproof vinyl plank, to durable laminate flooring, Tarkett has the perfect style for you. Grovewood laminate flooring is stain, scratch, and dent resistant and designed with busy families in mind. Save big money on our wide variety of flooring options in-store or on Menards.com. For more great deals, now at Menards.
Save big money.